Our show this week, it's about three numbers that can save your life, and that's 911. My guests this week are Penny Forster. She is the 911 director for Putnam County, and our new chairman for the Putnam County 911 Emergency Communications Board, Mr. Ben Rogers. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
So, Ben, I guess congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
You were just elected the new chairman of the 911 Emergency Communications Board. Of course, Mr. Bob Duncan, who had been chairman for many, many years, passed away recently and had to fill that seat. And, well, you got to fill some big shoes, Ben.
Bob Duncan is one of those gentlemen that you just can't replace. And he did a lot, not only for Putnam County as a commissioner, but served 911 for, I don't know, how long, Penny?
I don't even know how many years.
Oh, it goes way back.
Years?
Yeah, probably
90s,
20, yeah.
At least.
So, you know, having that experience, that skill set he had, and the way he led our board, you know, with the other eight members of the board, we didn't have to worry about a whole lot because we knew Bob and Penny and or you or whoever was in charge would take care of it. And Bob was just one of those guys where you knew whatever decision he offered up to the board was probably the most sound and best decision for our board and our district. So we're going to miss Bob. And filling those shoes is impossible, but this ain't my first rodeo in doing that. When my uncle passed, I had the CTAS and then trying to be a commissioner following him 8 years later. I'm used to that, so I'm up for the task, but I know I won't reach that level, but I sure will try.
Well, and Penny, you know, has been a 911 director now for several years, and me prior to that, having Bob's accounting knowledge, finance and business and knowledge made a huge difference. Ben is probably a mini Bob Duncan almost. I mean, Ben's with CPA for years, worked in accounting. Then you were our government liaison for CTAS that helped all the elected officials in all their offices. County commissioner for several years, chairman of the county commission for several years, budget committee chairman. I can't think of anybody any better or any closer to the knowledge that Bob had probably as Ben's got.
I totally agree. This is, I mean, like Ben said, you can't fill Bob's shoes. So, and with all of us going into this knowing that, you know, I think that having been on the board for as many years as you have been, you know how it works, you know what we're dealing with, and then to know that you did step up and take that role means a lot.
Yeah, it does, Ben. And I remember when they come to me and wanted to put Bob on the 911 board. We never had an accountant before, using outside accounting firms and everything. And I thought, I don't know. You know, Bob had a reputation of being a tough guy, you know, when it come to accounting. He was well known for his forensic accounting ability and everything with his business, Duncan and Wheeler and Klaus, I guess it used to be back years ago. But after he came on the board, it was the most amazing thing that ever happened to me and the 911 board, because Bob knew so much, and he didn't know the 911 side, which I did, and I knew the accounting side because I've got a degree with a minor in accounting, but he knew so much more, and everybody looked up to him, and everybody was kind of scared of him.
He's an intimidating figure.
So auditors were intimidated a little bit. You know, if Bob said this is right, he never lost a battle because he had such a great memory when it came to a Gadsby and all the accounting rules and everything. And I know you're going to be the same way with all your years too.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm honored that the board elected me and you all have faith in me. I'm very humbled and appreciate it. I'm different than Bob in a lot of ways as far as the way I lead. Bob was, like you said, no nonsense. And when we get into a meeting, you know, he had his routine and we did that routine, but he had his routine for a reason.
Yeah.
And he was very straightforward. There wasn't a whole lot of riffraff during the meeting. We would try to make a joke and he'd kind of look at you. And then I realized pretty soon I didn't need to be a jokester during the meeting, but he was that leadership you can't replace. His knowledge of how things move. And I'm learning. I told Penny when she called me, I said, Penny, I don't know what Bob knows. I will learn and adapt and be available. But he knew that stuff off the top of his head. So he's greatly missed. And Bob, we appreciate everything you've done for us.
Yeah, Diane, you're in our prayers. Diane Duncan and his wife for many, many years. And we miss Bob. And Bob, we know you're looking down on us. And thank you for all your service that you did for us for all those years. Let's talk about how 911 works. in Tennessee. Many years ago, state legislature passed law that said that each district or each county would form its own 911 district or 911 board, but you had to go to a referendum. You had to put it on a ballot to be able to do that, and that happened back in the 80s. But prior to that, thinking back about how we used to answer 911, I know this is for either one of y'all's times, okay?
Yep.
It's not before mine. When I started out with the county, I started out as a part-time dispatcher for EMS, and we didn't have 911. Everybody had to memorize, or you had the little card magnets on your refrigerator that had the 7-digit numbers of the ambulance service, the fire department, the sheriff's department, the police department. And that's how we got our 911 calls. I remember my first night of dispatching, we had two telephone lines. You had one line that was the emergency line that came in, and then you had a secondary line that would roll over to it if you got two calls at the same time, or used it as an admin line. And we sat there, and you would get calls sometimes that people would get so excited that when they'd call in and say, send me an ambulance to such and such road, because we didn't have addresses back then, and they'd hang up. Well, you didn't know who it was that called. You didn't know the phone number that they were calling from. They didn't have an address. And so your only thing that you could do was sit and wait for them to call back. And you know they're waiting, you know they're sitting there waiting for that ambulance, and you're hoping to hurry up and call back. But that's what 911 coming into existence totally changed, all of that. John Gentry. Jack was on our 911 board. He was a fire chief to start with. John Gentry wanted to bring a 911 to Putnam County. He was our county exec back then. This would have been in the early 80s. And we got basic 911, where we at least got the people could call 911 and it came through on a separate phone. And then the telephone company could physically trace that number back if you needed to, if they couldn't give you their address or their phone number or anything.
At least the caller had a three-digit number.
Had a three-digit number to call it. You didn't have to memorize all those seven-digit numbers. And then, of course, from that went enhanced 911. We formed a committee and we got out and we campaigned for 911. I remember being at the fair for all those 10 days in a row, and we had a booth set up, and we were handing out stickers and getting people to vote. And when it came up to that referendum that year in August, it passed with like 98%, and it was the highest percentage ever on a referendum that had ever been put on the ballot.
How was 911 funded then? Was it county, or was it
funded by the county?
So no call, no charges on
no
phone,
fees on the
lines.
Telephones, no nothing. And so when we got that law passed, or that referendum passed, that allows us to put a 65-cent charge on a residential telephone and $1.66, I believe it was, when it started out on business. At some point later in that, we got it increased to $2 on business, but we started out with that fee. And we had to go out and address the whole county because nobody had any addresses. Everybody had rural route box numbers.
That's why my address as a kid was Route 1, Box 295.
Yeah.
And then 911 happened. It became 1889 Turkey Hollow Road. Yeah. So I didn't know why that happened as a kid. I'm like, okay, we have an address now. But that's why it happened.
That's why it happened. That referendum passed in 88, I believe it was. We spent the next couple of years addressing all of the houses. The county commission, prior to that, thinking this was going to pass, started naming all the county roads, because a lot of county roads didn't have a name to them. It was giving directions, go down Highway 70 to get to Cold Store and take the third road to the right, and it'll be the fourth house on the left, and we'll have the porch light on.
Go past where the barn burned 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Klaus's old store on Burgess Falls Road, that they gave directions for that all the time, and that store burnt several years ago, so unless you knew where it was before, you'd have a clue. So it's really changed, hasn't it? We're going to talk about those changes coming up. We're going to take a break. We're talking to Ben Rogers and Penny Forrester. Penny's the 911 director. Ben's the new chairman of the 911 board here in Putnam County. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And now, back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. This week's show, about three numbers that can save your life, and that's 911. And I got the folks that deal with 911 on a day-to-day basis, Miss Penny Forrester. She's been the 911 director now for several years, been involved with emergency communications for many years. Mr. Ben Rogers, he's one of our county commissioners. Ben has just been elected as the new chairman of the 911 board. forward here in Putnam County. So nice to have both y'all on today. Going back in history and talking about how we used to didn't have 911 and how it came available. So we went live with Enhanced 911 the first time in 1991. That's when it gave us the callback number of the number calling, gave us the address and the person's name that lived there, because before that, we didn't get anything. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any kind of information, so it was difficult finding folks. That was a life-changing thing to be able to do that. And Penny, you came along not too far after that. The State 911 Board then got formed because we had one big issue. We couldn't locate cell phones, and we didn't get callback numbers on cell phones. And there wasn't a charge on cell phones because cell phones were really new. You know, in 91, there may have been somebody that had one, but there wasn't any locally here. We started seeing cell phones come about in about 93, and that general area here was Cellular One and U.S. Cellular coming to Putnam County. So they formed the State 911 Board, which is still in existence today, put a fee on the cell phones for us to be able to collect that to pay for 911. And then that was life-changing, Penny, because that brought along triangulation and mm-hmm. GPS into the cell phones, right?
Mm-hmm. So you may not, you know, now the way that it works is if you call with your cell phone, then it can find you, you know, within a very short distance from where you are.
30 feet or something.
Before then, it would, like you said, triangulation. So it would find, it would determine the three closest towers, and then it would determine that you were between those three towers, which there probably weren't even as many towers back then. So that's not going to be a very precise location.
Yeah, we had very few towers in Putnam County. Being probably down where you live, it probably took a while to get cell phone coverage. And then when you did, trying to locate somebody in the rural end, western end of the county was difficult.
Yeah, in my west part of the county, especially there a few miles from Baxter, my first cell phone was 18 in 1998.
Yeah.
And I could not use it at home. I only got to use it in the side of the city limits of Cookeville, really not in the city of Baxter. So those towers were not prevalent in that area. And I don't know, Penny, how, I mean, that really probably wasn't very useful to have that triangulation between towers all over the county because we didn't have it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how far technology has come. We can locate people now.
Yeah, and now with that GPS technology off the satellites,
mm-hmm.
I was at a wedding the other weekend and no cell phone coverage in this place we were at. My phone popped up and said, "Do you want to send your message by satellite?" okay. So as long as you got a direct coverage with the satellites, you can push and it, you can do messages, send text. That's just crazy. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing how far we've come.
It is. One of the big things that happened with 911, other than the enhanced 911, was the GIS mapping, wasn't it? And for folks that listening, GIS mapping is that you have a map in front of you, the dispatcher does. It has all the houses. It has all the addresses. It's like looking down from a satellite and shows you everything from creeks and rivers and roads and everything. And then it pinpoints that 911 call where it's mm-hmm. coming from. That was a life-changing thing, too.
As a 911 call comes in, our map pops up and it will show that caller's location on the map. This is very handy for fires. We've also got the fire hydrants on the map, so we're able to tell the responding firefighters where those closest fire hydrants are. We can mark on the map, we can keep up with if roads are closed, whether it's temporary or a more, you know, lengthy one, like when they replaced the Johnson Branch Bridge. You know, we knew that was on the map, so we knew
we were
going to have to go around it. We're still using the mapping company that you used back in the day, so we've got a good relationship there, but it's a lot of technology.
Being when it comes to 911 in Putnam County, we may do it a little different than some places. Some places, the 911 board does everything. They dispatch, they answer the 911 calls, they do everything. In Putnam County, a little different. We have three dispatch centers. One at the 911 center is the main one. Then you have two secondaries, one at City Police and one at the Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the 911 and the county's dispatch center, county pays 50% and the 911 board pays 50%, which has worked pretty well over the years, hasn't it?
It has. County Commission supports our emergency services, public safety. They always have. That,
mm-hmm.
I've been on 11 years now, almost finished with 11 years, and I've never seen a time where our commission as a whole didn't want to support anything but public safety, especially with 911. And I'm not comparing, you know, public safety services that we provide, but 911 is essential. And I can't imagine, not to age you, Randy, but back in the day where it was not considered essential and you had to vote on a referendum to have it. Now the state legislature years ago said this is an essential service.
Right.
And just a couple years ago, they said EMS was an essential service. And I don't know what took so long on that, not to be critical, but our commission supported that, and our agreement with 911. Of course, I'm with both. I'm with the commission and 911, but the agreements we have has worked. I don't see that changing. It helps 911 continue to do things, especially on the capital asset side. It frees up cash that we can pay for things like towers and stuff like that. So it's a good relationship. Commission and 911's never had a problem as far as I know.
Yeah, the 911 board does a lot of things for the county. I mean, we put our money in. You took over the radio network and mm-hmm. the towers. Y'all pay for the computer-aided dispatch, which mm-hmm. is called CAD system, that not only does the dispatch center has it, but the sheriff's department, city police, we're all on the same system, which is a huge deal, too, in that that information that comes in with that call and everything's happened is automatically transferred out to those mm-hmm. other departments and them to be able to see it, too, right?
It greatly cuts down any delay in letting law enforcement know about any calls that they need to be, you know, paging units on. And then when they have something, we see some of their information, so we know what kind of place we're sending the ambulance service people into, or rescue squad, or fire.
Everybody can see what the other one's doing, so they know.
Interoperability.
Interoperability. That's a good word.
Yep.
Hey, let's talk about EMD for just a minute. Emergency medical dispatch. Mm-hmm. That's something that's come about over the last several years and is really getting big in a lot of places. Somebody calls in now. Tell us what you do when it comes to emergency medical dispatch.
So when someone calls in, and you know they may think that they're going to be off that phone in 15 or 20 seconds. But if they call in, hey, my family member's having a heart attack, you know, I need an ambulance here now. Of course, a lot of times we talk to people on their worst day of their life.
Yeah.
You know, so their nerves are up. They're very anxious a lot of times because this is not normal for them. But a lot of things, whenever they call, our dispatchers are going to have some additional questions. Of course, the where is the first part. When you call 911, we've got to know where, because we can't send help to help anybody unless we know where to send it. It doesn't matter if you call and say, hey, so-and-so's been stabbed. We need help. Okay, where? You know, we know what happened. We don't know where. With the EMD, that is when our dispatchers are asking a few questions, a few more questions, trying to get a little bit more information. And then there's some things that they'll be able to give some instructions on.
CPR?
Mm-hmm. CPR instructions.
So if you get someone calling in and somebody's in cardiac arrest, mm-hmm. dispatchers will physically talk the person on the other end through doing CPR.
True. We do the hands-only CPR because we don't know if, you know, if someone doesn't know how to do the breathing, the respirations for them, we don't know if they would be doing it correct. So it's better to keep the, you know, to keep the chest compressions going.
Right. And it's not just CPR, controlling bleeding, mm-hmm. stopping bleeding, all kinds of different things. And it seems like that's worked well over the years, right? Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of things, instructions that can be given. Plus the paramedics and EMTs that are responding along with the first responders, they really appreciate that extra information that they're getting.
Right. That's good. Hey, we're talking with Penny Forster and Ben Rogers. We're talking about 911. Penny's the 911 director for Putnam County. Ben is the new chairman of the Emergency Communications Board that oversees 911. We got a lot more to come, but we got to take a break. Stay with us.
And now back to Today in Putnam County, hosted by Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter.
Welcome back to Today in Putnam County. I'm your host, County Mayor Randy Porter. Hope you're having a great week. Our show this week is about 911, those three numbers that can save a life. Talking with Penny Forster, she is our 911 director, and Ben Rogers, he is the chairman of the Emergency Communications Board that oversees 911, and we've been talking about all the great things that 911 has done. We took a little history lesson back, look back over mm-hmm. the years before we had 911. Let's talk about, Penny, there's a new bill at the legislature. It takes money to fund 911, Putnam County pays half, 911 pays half, but so many people have went to cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
The fees for there to keep up with the cell phones and all the GPSing and everything has to take place to locate those cell phones is expensive. So got a bill to the legislature to increase that fee?
There is a bill in the legislature right now. It's SJR0048, and it is to trying to raise that the monthly fee per device from $1.50 to $1.86. That's not much at all. I mean, the money is needed for just the general day-to-day, plus for the cybersecurity.
Yeah.
You know, that is a huge expense. The CAD system that we got back in 2016, it was like $1.1 million. Mm-hmm. So it'll eventually be coming to end of life. So when we replace it, what are we looking at then?
Another million and a half, mm-hmm. 2 million probably.
Probably.
So the bill looks like it's going to pass, probably, from what I've been seeing, looking and talking to some of the legislature. So that's a pretty small fee, though, to pay for your cell phone to know that you're going to be located and 911 is going to be available to come to you and your call will go through. I mean, you start looking at what we pay otherwise. $1.86, is that what you said, going up 36 cents? Yeah, that's a pretty small fee to pay it in, Ben.
Yeah, it's small because cell phone bills are going up all the time, and it's not because of 911 fees, right? It's other surcharges that cell phones or whatever other legislation come in. This is minimum, and it's to help 911 to be funded, to have everything that we need, not only in Putnam County, but across the state. It makes sense to keep adding the funds there so we can protect and help our citizens get the best safety and care they need.
Absolutely. New radio system coming across the state. Penny, you want to tell us about that?
The state is working on a radio network system. It's called TACN, T-A-C-N. When that comes into play, like right now, Putnam County 911, we've taken on the responsibility of our radio network, like you mentioned before. So if, you know, the sheriff's department's on it, police department's on it, utilities are on it, as well as other public safety. When the state gets their TACN radio network built, then they're projected to take over a lot of that.
And everyone will be able to talk basically statewide, right? So you've got an ambulance that's traveling from Cookeville to Memphis. They would have radio coverage all the way, which now they don't. Once you get out of Putnam County's range, unless they switch over to the statewide 205, which is monitored, I guess, maybe by some folks still. But cell phones is basically what they have to use from there. So they're using some of our towers, existing towers, and adding their network to it. And they're looking at putting some new towers in Putnam County to give the whole thing, give us countywide coverage.
Yep, to get more coverage because, and like you said, you know, why would you ever need to talk from Cookeville to Memphis? But if an ambulance was transporting a patient to Memphis and they needed to get, you know, to speak with a doctor to get some medical orders, then that would be a good
be
way
a big
for them
deal.
To do
to be able to do that. Ben, you got a new job. So for the listeners that may not know, Ben was our CTAS rep. CTAS stands for?
County Technical Assistance Service, yes.
So they provide assistance to all the elected officials and offices in county government. You help counties with their budget. You help the register of deeds, the trustees, whoever it is, with assistance. And you did that for many years. But you got a new job. Tell us about that.
I did, yeah. I worked at CTAS for 19 years, but started, well, just a year ago with the County Official Association as a lobbyist and advocate for four groups of elected officials in county government, which are the trustees, registered deeds, clerks of court, and county clerks. And so I went from providing technical assistance every day to those folks and all the other elected officials in the county to really focus on advocating for them, helping with you know, regulations and new law at the General Assembly, trying to guide them to a place where they're able to provide the best services they can for their constituents. Yeah, as a commissioner in my role and as this position as a former CTAS consultant, we're trying to help county governments do things for people that give them the best quality of life possible, right? Which is what 911 is doing as well.
Right.
You know, and so that's why when I was asked to do the 911, take this position, I didn't hesitate because we're trying to make things better. And in my role at the County Official Association, I continue to do that. It's not a whole lot different from what I was doing, but I'm still in county government. It's a broader spectrum because I'm statewide. I'm not focused on one area of the county. And it gives me an avenue to maybe hopefully make a difference, a little bit, a wider spectrum.
Well, you made a big difference with CTAS rep.
I mean,
we counted on you for a lot of things. I know a lot of other counties do, too. And Penny, is that 30-year mark?
Getting closer.
Penny.
I had to get Ben in place first.
You ain't leaving me yet.
Oh, she ain't leaving.
We love Josh, but we need Penny around.
Penny, you started out as a paramedic, right?
Mm-hmm.
On EMS, worked for us at EMS, and then went into 911.
Got out of the lifting business.
Got out of the lifting business. Tough. EMS is a tough job. Of course, back then, didn't have all these fancy lift systems and all that kind of stuff to load the patient
for. Got those power cots right after I came off the ambulance. Of course, you still got to get the patient to the cot.
Yeah, or get them
on the cot. So there's still the potential for injuries.
So you still enjoy it?
Yeah. Yeah, even on the tough days. It's a challenge, and I like a challenge.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing I always thought about the job was that there was something different every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never knew what was going to be the next thing coming in, and there's always something new every day. Well, you've done a great job as the 911 director and as a paramedic and everything you've done for EMS and 911.
Had some big shoes to fill as far as the director, of course, you were the you were the first one, and then Mike Thompson as a director after you.
They did great, Penny, but you're doing fantastic. And
thank you.
Have the team that we have now in place, I don't think we've missed a beat. You know, I think we've just all we've done is improved and kept going and changing with the times because you have to. And Penny and her team and Josh and all the dispatchers, and we, you know, we need some part-time dispatchers. And I know Penny may say something about it, but it's a great, it's a rewarding job. You're saving lives, you're helping people, and I think that's why the good Lord put us here, was to help. So it's an opportunity to do that.
I agree.
Yeah. What's new? What's coming up new? Anything?
Well, I mean, with 911, Penny, you may be able to answer that better. We've made a lot of decisions. Our budget's in good shape, but we're looking towards the future, and we're trying to get things in place for that. And so Penny and Josh has done well, and our board's going to do well managing that.
There is talk about, you know, a lot of people, when they say, well, you know, they don't need more money, because they see some of the districts that have a lot of reserve. But when we have to spend that money, it takes a big chunk of it. Just immediately.
Nothing's cheap anymore.
Mm-mm.
And I'll say this, that the reason we're able to have the funds we have in there, part of it is your leadership, Randy, because I know working this contract out with the state and all these towers and going statewide, you're in the place with your knowledge. As Penny said, you're the first 911 director Putnam County ever had. At that time, you're also our EMS director. So you're able to sit down at the table with the state and negotiate with them so that it doesn't cost the taxpayers as much money as it probably could have. And nothing against the state, but you have that knowledge and you're negotiating. And I'm very thankful for what you do for 911 and your leadership for the county. And I don't know how we would have done everything without you in the last 10 years. You and I came in together, 2014, you as the new elected county executive, now mayor, me as a commissioner. Penny was at 911 then, and going through the tornado.
Oh, yeah.
Going through COVID. I saw you at your most tired, exhausted times in the tornado, and you never wavered and you never stopped. Your leadership, everything you've done for us, I can't imagine anybody else doing it. We're thankful for you. And I've said before, thank God for Randy Porter, because you've helped 911, but this county, Putnam County, is a lot better off with you.
Well, I appreciate that, Ben. We got a great team. We just celebrated. Well, it's not celebrated. The fifth anniversary came around of the tornado. It was a terrible time in Putnam County. Lost all those lives. And, of course, we just had the dedication down at the Memorial Park that we built on Highway 70. And I was thinking that was the worst time in my life.
Sure.
And I know it was y'all's, too. And to go through that and then COVID right after that, and it was a terrible time. But God was with us.
Absolutely.
We survived it, and we come out on the other side stronger than what we went in. And I love the community we live in. I love the team that we have of everybody that works together, and I can't think of any other place I'd rather live.
God put you in this position for a reason.
Thank God put us all in these positions.
He did. Penny, y'all are here for a reason. I'm just honored to serve with you.
He has a plan for all of us if we'll just listen and follow that.
And like I've said before, you've been a great help to me over the years. I came into admin from dispatch in 2014 when you got elected as mayor. And you know I had you on speed dial because I had a lot of questions back then.
You still do. I believe you called me Saturday.
I do too.
I just called you Saturday to see how much you missed your job.
Well, I appreciate y'all and appreciate the job you do. Appreciate you being on the show this week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, that's our show today in Putnam County. Hope you'll join us every week. You've been listening to Today in Putnam County. Thanks for being with us this week. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and may God continue to bless Putnam County.